Welcome to the Teacher's Life Podcast, episode 8. I'm going to go ahead and let this song play for a little bit. This was written by one of my students, one of my favorite students of all time a few years back. He has Asperger's syndrome, gives speeches on his Asperger's syndrome to his classes, and this is the song that he wrote. Check out the wicked harmonica solo. Billy. Sometimes I like to be a cow. The best part of my day is when I walk down the hallways and I see that Billy. I'm so interested in Asperger's syndrome now. He taught me a lot about it, and just being around him made my first year teaching just incredible. So his mother was wonderful, really supported him, and like I said earlier, he'll give speeches to his class as a 9-year-old about Asperger's syndrome. It's an amazing thing to watch, and I'm just so thrilled that he came into my life for just a brief 9 months, and hopefully I can keep in contact with him as he gets older. I'm so interested to see what he does with his life. Welcome to the show. I have a call today when I got home. It's a message from the one and only Mr. Kimmy. If you don't know about Mr. Kimmy, he has a wonderful blog. I'll give you that info at the end of the podcast, but he actually had two things to say. Here is the first.
My name's Stephen Kimmy, a fifth grade teacher in Salina, Kansas, and I want to share a story, or maybe it's a realization, or somewhere in between, but I'm teaching social studies to all the fifth graders this school year, and our district has recently released its grip on what has to be taught in social studies curriculum, if anything, I guess. But I ask my students, you know, if you wanted to learn anything in social studies, what would it be? And let's kind of mold our year around what you want to learn. And I gave it as homework, and the students took a couple days, and they came back, and lo and behold, there was lots of good answers, but I was completely perplexed by several students who all said that what they wanted to study in social studies was animals. And I'm just wondering, you know, this is going to fall into science. Have the state tests that we're being required to take pushed so many things out of sight that students don't even have an idea of the types of things that fall into different content areas anymore? I don't know.
How about that question to chew on? I know I've sat here for the last 5 minutes thinking about it. I'm a huge proponent against high-stakes testing. I'm still a third-year teacher, so, you know, I got a lot of work to do before maybe I can have some impact. But it's because of things like that that we really, without getting too political, we really got to fix something, you know, rethink the way we approach things. But a perfect time for that call. The Littles today are discussing animals. Check it out.
Whales are, there's only a couple of whales left in the world, because long ago there were so many hunters killed them, and the whales want to live. They are a great part of this world and are wondrous stuff.
Scorpion, don't be afraid of scorpions. They aren't deadly. They aren't going after you. They just are scared of you if you're going to step on them. They use their stingers to protect them, and they use pinchers to get bugs, and then put their tail in there to get their poison. They aren't going after you, so please, just leave them alone.
Caterpillars are good things. Some of them are poisonous, but they really help by eating the bad bugs you don't like. So when because in the cold winter days, they go into cocoons and turn into butterflies. Butterflies usually help out with the bad bugs, the bad flying bugs, but that's really all. I really like them.
I have several friends that ask me, how could you possibly be a teacher of 7-year-olds? I couldn't take the talking all day, they say, and it's quite the opposite for me. If I could just sit there and not talk and not teach and just listen, I would consider it the best job in the world. However, my job now is the second best job in the world. I love it. Mr. Kimmy's back with his second message, and he has come up with a new segment of the show. I told you, all the listeners, if you guys want to throw something on the show, I am all for it, and I love this concept, and I am going to go to school tomorrow, and I am going to try to complete his challenge. Here's Mr. Kimmy with the challenge of the week.
Bobby, this is Stephen Kimmy out in Salina, Kansas, and I'm going to add a number 5. I have a challenge, the challenge of the week, and that challenge comes from today. I was walking around the hallways of my school looking for any sign that had the word learner on it. Learner, just learner. And I tell you what, Bobby and the Teachers Life Nation, I could not find a single sign in my entire school that had the words learner, just learner. So I challenge you, anyone listening, I want you to walk around your school. I want you to see if you can find any sign, any words on the walls of your school that refers to students as learners. I found lots of students up on walls, but I've never found a learner. And are we really naming them appropriately? That's my challenge. Challenge of the week. Bye.
One of my favorite things to do as a teacher is to drop the kids off at music or PE and walk down the hallways very, very slowly. Now, I do this A, because my brain is fried and I don't think I'm able to walk fast, but B, I do it because so often we as teachers, we are sprinting to go print something or to copy something. We're running to our mailbox. We're running to a meeting. We're doing this. We don't ever slow down and look. And so I just love doing that and taking some time to just look at what's going on in the school, and I pretty much guarantee that the word learner is not up in my school. I will check, though. I could be incorrect. I don't venture off down other hallways. I usually stick to my one, so it could be hidden. So, Mr. Kimmy, I'm going to go look at that and get back to you with the challenge of the week. If you have a challenge of the week, story of the week, whatever you want to do, call our hotline, would you? 623-239-4108. If you didn't write that down, you can visit our blog page at theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com. The story of the week, we already had kind of a story slash realization. This is a straight story of the week. It comes from a teacher in Chandler, right next door to me, actually. And this story really rings true and near to my heart, because it happens all the time to me. Check it out.
So, this is Morgan. I wanted to share a story that I was inspired to share because of the one teacher that spoke about her Meet the Teacher night, and she thought one of her, one of the siblings ended up being her stepdad or whatever happened. So, this is an inspired story from that podcast. This, again, was my very first year teaching, very first time meeting my students at Meet the Teacher. It was about 4 days before school started. So I was in my classroom all day trying to clean and make it look appropriate for the kids to come in that night to meet me, and I was running around, and then I realized, oh, I better, you know, go put some a nice dress on, do my hair, put on my makeup. So I go into the teacher's bathroom, and I get dressed, and I put on my dress. And as I'm getting dressed, I realize I didn't have my slip. And so I thought, crap, I really hope my dress is not see-through. And I really thought that was going to be the worst of my problems, was worrying about a see-through dress. So I knew to stay away from the door, stay away from the window, you know, all the danger zones. So I go back to my classroom. I keep trying to clean up, and then the kids start coming in and their parents. And I am, you know, sweating to death, as any first-year teacher might do in Arizona and in July. And I'm trying to be pleasant, and as I'm wiping sweat off my forehead, and my armpits are just disgusting, and all the while I'm trying to stay away from the doors and the windows and any light that might come through my dress. And I thought I was doing a pretty good job. And Meet the Teacher lasts 1 hour, and it was probably 56 minutes into Meet the Teacher, after most of the kids have left, that a parent walked over to my reading area. And in my reading area, I had a couch. And she said, oh my goodness, what is this? And she proceeded to pick up my slip, which, you know, quite frankly, kind of looks like lingerie if you don't know what you're doing. So as she's screaming, oh, what is this? All the children's heads turn around to this mother who is holding up my slip for the world to see. I run over, I grab it. I felt like I was caught in bed with someone's husband because I did not know what to do with her dangling my slip all around the classroom. And it was horrifying, absolutely horrifying, that my underwear was basically lying out through all of Meet Your Teacher. So the moral of the story is, a see-through dress is not always the worst of your problems. Leaving your underwear lying around in your classroom really takes the cake.
That is... that's awesome. I hope we get more stories like that. I don't feel so alone when I hear stories like that, especially about slip covers or whatever you call them. Call in with your stories. It's really easy. Just pick up the phone. You dial 623-239-4108. Leave a message, and that's it. The vote is over. The winner, clear winner, runaway, in fact. You are seen most by your students or parents in the grocery store. Be on the lookout for future polling questions in the next couple episodes. If you have an idea for a polling question, shoot me an email, theteacherslife@gmail.com. I can't think of everything. I want everybody's help. I just want to press record and just sit back and have the show do itself. So please contact me if you got that. And that's it for this episode. I'll leave you with the realization of the week, of the day. Just much like a previous episode where you don't necessarily tell your kids or show your kids that you can blow a horn through your mouth like Raffi does, you also don't show them that you can go like that with your hands, because they will never, ever stop trying. That's all we have. You guys have a wonderful Wednesday. This is the first episode in the new house. I'm out of there. I got a nice air conditioning unit. It's got a little digital thing that I push. I don't have stuff flying out on the floor. I'm sitting pretty right now. So I would love some calls to come home in my nice little house. I just like listening to myself, but I get to put them on. I'm in a nice position. So you guys take it easy. Visit us online, theteacherslife.podomatic.com, or visit the blog site, or come and join the Ning. 35 members, I think. We got a member since the last episode. It's Mr. Kimmy, but we want you to. theteacherslifenation.ning.com. We'll see you in there. It's a party. It's going crazy. You're missing out if you're not there. Billy, take us out. You guys see ya.
Yeah.